Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Class, if you're paying attention to what the market is doing, I'm talking about the Dow Jones Industrial Average, it's down 1,856 points at the moment for today. And for the month, the Dow is down 26%. There goes your retirement. We are in my opinion, and I have not heard anyone else say this, so this is my opinion, we are in the second Great Depression, and we have been for a while, but now it is intensifying at an increasing speed. The second Great Depression in my world is also known as, and this is my term also, the Corona Panic. People are terrified of what's happening. And I just want to share with you a couple great quotes of false hope during the first Great Depression. Okay. Quote, we will not have any more crashes in our time. Now, these aren't car crashes. These are financial crashes. We will not have any more crashes in our time. End quote. John Maynard Keynes, 1927. Myron Forbes, president of the Pierce Arrow Motor Company, which is defunct, said this in 1928. There will be no interruption of our permanent prosperity. Andrew Mellon, the Secretary of the Treasury, United States Treasury, said this in September of 1929. There is no cause to worry. The high tide of prosperity will continue. Here's another one. This crash is not going to have much effect on business. That's Arthur Reynolds, chairman of Continental Illinois Bank of Chicago in 1929. Here's one. This was a cablegram, Bernard Brunch, to William Churchill. Financial storm definitely passed. That was in November of 1929. The crash started in October of 1929. Here's one Andrew Mellon said in 1929, December. He said, the government's business is in sound condition. Secretary of Labor, James Davis, said in 1930, the worst is over without a doubt. He also said, we've hit the bottom and are on the upswing. He said that in 1930. Class, we did not get out of the first Great Depression until 1945. At the end of World War II. It took a world war to get us back on our feet from the first Great Depression.
Yeah, that was a woman rolling her sleeves up and going back to work. And that's what we have today is an opportunity, a window of opportunity to take back America's greatness, which was founded in agriculture. And once we do that, everything is good again. And so, with that said, I'm going to recommend, because of what I'm doing, is a movement. We all start a herbal pharmacy at our own home for something to barter. You don't have to use it. Grow the plant just to learn how to grow these pharmaceuticals. I've got people coming over today that are growing pharmaceutical and psychedelic mushrooms because I've been given a permit to grow them legally by the U.S. government. And I'm going to tell you that that's where it's at, not getting your mushroom from Mexico or China. And trade aside, the balance of the trade deficit is whatever herb that you grow in your garden, it is written in stone that the German market will buy 10 times what the domestic U.S. market will use. That includes cinnamon, bay leaf, you know, the Umbellaria californica, what we call myrtle wood here that grows everywhere. That's bay leaf used by Schilling. You learn how to buy 40% of the food you consume from your neighbor, farmer's market, or growing it in your own garden, and you will never again have a problem with money. That's written in stone.
Well, we're doing exactly that, Rick. We planted some chickens, and we thought we'd get 10, and we'd get a rooster. Then we thought, well, let's get two roosters because we want to be able to plant more chickens. And so we have,
and then with each other. Yeah.
Well, so far, so good. They haven't figured that out yet, and they just started laying eggs. So we wanted to buy 10 plus a rooster. We bought 10 plus two roosters, and then the guy that had them, that was selling them to us, said, "Well, the first guy wanted two fewer."
All right, I'm going to give you a secret with this. While you're doing that, realize that the local microbreweries are throwing away their spent food. After they brewed the grains that they use, they throw them away, and they will do a trade where you give them older layer hens that are no longer functioning right, and they will give you their spent mash for free because they have to pay money to get rid of it. And that, the chicken will come to run for that. I'm going to recommend that you work with Anaconda and types of breeds that lay blue eggs because they've got a different mineral content and structure to them. And once you start to do that, you can find there's a relationship in your community where your chicken feed is no longer part of your overhead.
I love it.
Flash.
I love it, and I know exactly where I can go to make this happen.
Well,
I've been there before.
Set that up, because they'll do that trade with you, absolutely. And what you do is three times a week, you'll pick up 6 to 8 garbage cans full of spent mash, and you spread that out, and watch how those chickens will run for that one.
What about spreading that out on the fields? Well,
what you do. You work out of the back end of a truck. As you're driving the truck, your boy is pouring out that mash in a line, and watch those chickens race your truck.
And so I could spell up yours with that line, and the satellites will be able to pick that up, right?
I see what you're going to do. Listen, man, you're an evil man.
I have no idea.
I have no idea. That's why I want you to be a headmaster, man. People like me and running a tight ship, that's what I'm seeking. You've done enough mechanic work. You can do mechanic 101 for children, but really, I think you'd make the greatest. Oh man, I think you'd be the. And that's the other part of what's so important. We do this with humor and have fun. Because if you're not having fun, what's the purpose of it?
Yeah. All right. So what, Rick? What would be entailed with me as this position that you're talking about with Albert Schweitzer University? Can we flesh it out right here on the air?
The big wand that knocks down bad students trying to do witchcraft. work backhanded. I don't know. This is a growing process. I have no idea how it's going to play yet, because I'm not the one running it. I'm going to let the kids tell me what they want.
Well, that's really interesting, because that's kind of my philosophy. That's what I did when I taught.
Well, there you go, man. That's what I'm talking about. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to open up with, look, what I bring to their table is my insight and limitations of experience. When you become experienced doing something, you also are limited in what you do because you don't do that anymore. A child doesn't even know better and makes discoveries that you would never have access to. And that's why they're smarter than we are. We're just simply more experienced and, as such, more limited.
Mm-hmm.
And once you get that message...
I was, you know, semi serious about when I said spell up yours, because if I were in this university in that position and we were actually doing this training about,
I like the garbage can on his car. That was a good one.
Well, what I would actually do with the children in with this MASH experiment and the chickens and the raising the eggs, it would literally, we would spell things out on the field, and then we'd say, let's see how long it takes for the satellites to pick this up, and then let's, you know, then we can look at our address, our GPS address and our physical political address, and see what Google has to say about these fields where we spelled these things out. Let's see how long this takes. I mean, there are a lot of things that could be done with. Well, when I look at life, I look at everything as a lesson. We homeschooled our children, and people thought we were crazy because how would they be socialized if we, you know, didn't allow them to socialize with thugs? But everything was a lesson. When we went to the store, we'd look at ounces, we'd look at ingredients, we'd look at construction, we'd look at, you know, what was it take to get to the store. I mean, everything was a lesson. Things that teachers in the public training camp don't talk about. So, are you talking about this Albert Schweitzer University being that kind of an organization that would be all-encompassing?
Yeah, that's where we begin. I have no idea what it will evolve into any more than Rudolf Steiner seeing Waldorf.
You know, Rick, there's a term in finance. It's called random walk. And what that means is everything bumps along just fine, and then something happens and everything changes. So, for example, and I don't want anybody to think I'm advocating this. I'm just using this as an example. So everything's fine, then an important head of state gets shot. Okay. No one expected that to happen at that time. Then the market, you know, reacts negatively, or the coronavirus happens. And the market reacts negatively, which is what we reported a few minutes ago. Well, so I have been taught, I'm trying to connect two dots here. I've been taught at my university training, formally for 6 years, that planning, that's what you got to do. And unfortunately, I didn't seem to understand that very well in the university training. And I don't really plan as much as people probably think I should plan. So when I was teaching my classes, I would come up with my lessons, and they would be really fun and interesting because I didn't have the plans. I would react spontaneously as in random walk.
When the Wuhan virus hit Vulcan, that's when the Vulcans no longer shook hands. They said, live long and crispy.
Yeah.
Evolution has many, many faces. And I have no idea where we're going to go with all of this. But I remember watching Steven Seagal trying to get hugged in a meeting for, you know, one of these group meetings, and he would hold back some of the distasteful look because somebody wanted to hug him. And my thing, when somebody wants to hug me, I'll do it.
Yep.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. RichardAllenMiller.com. RichardAllenMiller.com. Rick and class, we have the most deceptive and manipulative criminals working to keep the Dow Jones Industrial Average up, and they cannot do it. These criminals have failed time after time after over the last 10 or so days, and the market is down for this month 26.73% at the moment. Right now, the Dow is down for the day 1,969 points, just under 2,000. Again, this is the second Great Depression, class. Brace for it. And let me give you another number that is really kind of concerning. Now, some of you may think this is great. Gasoline at New York Harbor right now, and I'm not going to exaggerate. This is the real number. $1. 1.00 Federal Reserve notes buys you a gallon of gasoline at wholesale price New York Harbor. If you were in Nixa, Missouri, N-I-X-A, Missouri, yesterday, you could have bought gasoline for $1.75 per gallon. That's retail. That's with all the state and federal and local taxes added in, $1.75. So wholesale is $1 plus transportation to get it to you, plus the retailer's markup, plus the state and federal and other taxes, $1.75 in your tank in Nixa, Missouri. Now, it's lower probably in some other states, and it's higher in other states. But that's what it is yesterday. And if you want, if you don't believe me, go to GasBuddy.com, G-A-S, Buddy, B-U-D-D-Y, Just type, go to a search engine, type Gas Buddy, comma, Nixa, N-I-X-A, comma, M-O, for Missouri. Gas Buddy, Nixa, N-I-X-A, Missouri. You'll see it's available at Casey's General Store for $1.75 right now. Right now. So what I'm trying to say is this corona panic is real. People are terrified. If you want to buy powdered milk, domestic manufactured powdered milk in the United States, good luck. I have not been able to find it. Seriously. Germany says 70% will be infected. That doesn't mean 70% will die. But 70, here are the headlines on Drudge Report right now. Germany, 70% will be infected. Tom Hanks, H-A-N-K-S, the actor, you know, the script reader, tests positive. NBA, National Basketball, suspends the season. That means that they're going to play games with no one spectating. No one will be watching. The guys will be, you know, bouncing the ball, and the cameras will be there, but there will be no guests or fans. And now, a panic after travel ban. That says it caused mass panic. Travelers in Europe rush to get back to the USA because Donald Trump said last night that there was a travel ban. Well, I think that's great. We want to limit the number of people who get infected. Now, young people don't seem to be too worried about the corona panic. They're not worried because they're healthy. People over 60, those are the ones that are told, y'all, you know, kind of stay home. Frankly, I've mentioned this on the air that we are in lockdown because I don't want people showing up here that could infect our animals, infect us, and I don't want the government coming by here and saying, y'all have to kill all those cows y'all keep because they could be carrying this disease. So we don't want people showing up here.
You know, do you realize how many other diseases are even worse than the Wuhan virus?
And well, I don't want any of them.
Every day, being extreme, you know, when you go to Walmart and you grab a hold of a shopping cart or you pull something off a shelf, a cereal box, and put it in your tray, who else touched it?
Well, a whole bunch of people.
Well, yeah, it's a way of being. And
okay, so Rick,
that's what needs to change. And the right. Wuhan virus is nothing. There are many viruses way more serious and are going to kill more people. This just spreads easily because it's a cold. And everybody has the cold. Everybody gets the cold. Everybody. Some people
Rick,
get
it seems
sick
like
from it, and
right.
most people don't. Why? Because your immune system is good.
There's an employee, a Walmart employee in Kentucky, positive for the coronavirus. And so if you think about it, does that employee go to the break room, you know, the Walmart break room? Sure. Does that employee use the restroom? Sure. The same restroom that the customers use. And it seems like they have a distance contest in Walmart where guys see how far they can pee. And they're always wrong.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump announcing during an address to the nation last night on the coronavirus that he is suspending all travel from Europe for 30 days beginning tomorrow, with the exception of the United Kingdom. This morning, Vice President Mike Pence says the ban will protect those in the country who are more susceptible to that virus.
It does not, as we look at global data, present as much a threat to younger Americans, but for senior citizens, it represents a threat of a very serious consequence.
Last night, the president promised financial relief for those infected or in quarantine, and he's calling on Congress to provide tax relief, defer tax payments, and help fund small business loans for businesses affected. Hours after being sentenced to 23 years in prison on rape and sexual assault charges, Harvey Weinstein is back in a New York hospital complaining of chest pains. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today's hot.
Why today?
God, you're
take when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, it seems that a number of broadcasts are centered on discussing the theories, the political theories about the corona panic. And what I'm talking about is, well, it seems to be in the states where the Democrats are popular, and this is to keep them from voting. Or it seems to be the method of taking down the current president, Donald Trump, of the United States, bringing him down so he can't, or so he won't be re-selected. Or it is the reset of the financial markets, the the markets that we all look to for stability. It could be, you know, theories about taking down the Federal Reserve. The list goes on and on, blaming China, taking down their manufacturing, rebuilding the manufacturing of the United States. So there's a lot of theories about what that other broadcasts and internet writers are putting forth. Tomorrow, I'm going to be discussing what my thoughts are. It's going to be me tomorrow, about what you should do about it. Because I maintain this, that regardless of who, what, when, where, why, or how this got started and the conspiracies, you need to survive through it to get to the other side. And then we can get Lucille and go, you know, have a chat with some people. That's what we can do. So, and that's going to happen. You know, those who survive are going to be frosted because they're going to lose their mothers, their fathers, their grandparents, some children. They're going to be some deaths about the corona panic. And we need to get through it because I believe the supply chain is so fragile and so many parts come from China and those parts are drying up and have been for weeks, as I've been saying. I want to help you get through this. This supply chain problem. That's what I'm going to be talking about tomorrow.
That's where the real challenge is, by the way. And just so everybody wants a direction, basically, the coronavirus is a virus, flu, cold-like virus that attacks in the mouth and the thyroid area. And because it does that, what you can do is chew on a echinacea angustifolia root, which increases the turgor in the synovial fluids in your mouth. That's what causes your mouth to go numb. And when you chew on echinacea, and what that does is sets up electrostatic fields so as to localize the infection where it cannot establish, and now the body can easily go in and drill it if you are not coping. Basically, everybody is fighting off this and related viruses at any given moment. This is not a big deal from that point of view. Where the damage occurs is from panic, not death.
Okay, so the way I see it, Rick, anything that moves anywhere in the world has some kind of a bearing related to it. I'm not talking
about... Yeah, and what we've done is set up our entire society wrongly, and this is Exhibit A of why we need to change things. And because of this, it is an opportunity. Our glasses are full. You're not dead. You are being warned.
Okay, so John Deere, Cub Cadet, Husqvarna, a whole bunch of riding lawnmower brands have these mower decks. Let's say they're 42 inches, a couple blades. That, you know, you sit on this thing and you turn the steering wheel and you ride around and you mow your lawn. Well, those brands of mowers, Murray, MTD, and others, John Deere, of course, use bearings in the spindle shafts that connect to the blades. So the blades go round and round at, let's say, 3,600 RPM, and there's a shaft that's connected to the hub where the blade is mounted, and then there's a pulley that's driven by a belt. Well, the two bearings on each spindle for each blade are alternator bearings. They're the same bearings that are used, literally, in automobile alternators. Why? Because it's common and it's cheap. But they are not greasable. So what happens is these spindles and the bearings lock up and fail. And where do they come from? Chicom. They come from the communist Chinese. So everything that moves in my world that is driven has a bearing of some kind, whether it be a fan that's attached to the water pump of a car, or the alternator, or the fan that blows the heat inside the cabin of the car, or the air conditioning unit that's in the window, or the air conditioning unit that has an inside and outside unit, the blowers. the everything has bearings. Even the skateboard wheeled surface of those ramps that are used to offload 18-wheelers at the supermarket. When they have all these boxes that are being delivered to the supermarket, the cans and the pasta and all those kinds of things, what they do is they install these racks at the back of the truck and they unload into the back door of the supermarkets. And they just slide these boxes. One guy's in the truck, picks up the boxes, drops them on this ramp. The ramp is tilted downward toward the floor, and the boxes go sliding down. Those are all bearings. Everything you look at, power generation, wind turbines. I even have a fan to cool off our solar power electronics. And those fans have bearings. Bearings are everywhere, and they come from China. And what I've been trying to say is that when the supply chain breaks and we can't get something as simple as a bearing, motion stops. It stops. The gas pump. When you pump gas, there's an electric motor that pumps the gas. There's all kinds of bearings in that housing that contains all the equipment to pump gas into your car, your wheels of your car. The list is endless. And that's why during World War II, when we attacked and bombed Germany, we looked for their bearing factories. Where do they make ball bearings? Let's go get them. Because when you take out the bearings, they can't move. We don't have to take out the tanks. Just take out the bearings. Rick, you remember that, don't you?
That's the bottom line. You just nailed it head on. And that's why you want to buy American. And even though your standard of living may decrease, in fact, what you are literally doing is improving the quality of your life. American agriculture was and has always been the best buy there is. Per dollar spent, you got more for your buck than any other country, period, end of story. And so cheapest and best buy, there's no longer best buy, it's cheapest, and that's China.
Well, you know, there's a Gresham's Law. And Gresham's Law says simply, it's an economic law. It says bad money chases out good money. And it's absolutely true 100% of the time. And that can be applied to products as well. And here's an example. So if you look at a Federal Reserve note, that's bad money. It takes virtually nothing to print a piece of paper that says this is redeemable for gold or silver. That's what they used to say. Then they took off the part that says this is redeemable for gold or silver. They took them out of circulation. So now it's redeemable for nothing. It's bad money. It chased out gold and silver for the most part. Okay, so if you look at products today, and when you say cheapest, yes, that's what people are doing. So you take Harbor Freight, and these, by the way, these are my opinions. So you take Harbor Freight tools. Are they as good as Craftsman used to be when Craftsman wrenches and sockets and ratchets and breaker bars and crowbars and hammers? When they were made in the USA, weren't they pretty darn good? Absolutely they were. Well, Harbor Freight came along with the Chi-Com tools, much cheaper. Maybe 15% or 20% of the selling price of a Craftsman tool. But people bought the Harbor Freight. Why? Because they were cheap. Well, that drove Craftsman almost into the ground. So who goes and buys Craftsman anymore? Why would you? Because Craftsman is expensive for American-made tools. So what did Craftsman do? They started producing the tools in China. So why would you buy a Craftsman tool that's made in China for more money than you buy a Harbor Freight tool that's similar, that's made in China as well? And people keep going toward the cheapest. So now, what has happened to those factories that have made those tools in America? They're dying. They're dying. And how did those start? Did they start up running full bore? No. It was evolutionary. It took time. Build the first screwdriver, build the first socket, build the first wrench, get it sold. More customers would say, yeah, it's pretty good. And then they'd increase the manufacturing capacity. That's how it worked. Well, once you kill it, it's really hard to start it up. And here's the proof. When Volkswagen killed the Beetle, that was Adolf Hitler's Volkswagen, the car for the people. That was a great concept. It was a horizontally opposed engine. It ran lots of miles. Low maintenance. It was a wonderful design to get you from A to B. Okay? It wasn't the biggest. It wasn't the fanciest. It wasn't the best. It was basic. Well, over time, it evolved and became bigger and bigger and fancier and so forth. And then Volkswagen killed it in favor of instead of an air-cooled engine, a water-cooled engine. Well, then they decided that, you know, that was a mistake. Maybe we shouldn't have killed the Volkswagen Bug, or Beetle, as it's called. And they wanted to bring it back. Well, when they wanted to bring it back, they said, okay, well, we got rid of all our tooling. What's it going to cost to bring it back? And the number was something like, we'd have to sell them for $65,000 a piece to bring it back. That's what I'm talking about. Once you kill that factory, it's really hard to bring it back. Really hard. And that's just a perfect example. And that's what Volkswagen did. So, here we have, we're living on borrowed time almost, and we've got Bill Gates telling us that this is going to happen. We're going to have this panic pandemic. Here it is. And he's the guy that sold, in my words, a defective product. He sold a defective copy of Windows, a version of Windows, and let's say it was $89 wholesale. And then the fix, instead of him saying, I'm so sorry, I'm so embarrassed, you know, we should have really made this a better product. No, he says, I'll tell you what, you need an upgrade. And it's $89. So you buy the first one for $89, and then you buy the fix for $89. And the fix has more problems than the first version. So then you need another fix. And this kept going on for decades. That's Bill Gates. So are you going to trust him to build the answer to health? Is he the guy? He's the guy that would sell you something that you couldn't own. I want you to think about this. If you went to buy a Ford car, and you had a one-year warranty, and the windshield wiper refills broke, okay? So it streaked, and it wouldn't wipe your windshield in the rain very well. You bring it back to the dealer, and you say, you know, this isn't working so well. I can't see where I'm going in the rain because the windshield wiper blades have failed. The dealer would give you a new pair of windshield wipers. That's what Ford would do, or Chevy, or Chrysler. But Bill Gates would sell you a whole new car to fix the windshield wiper problem. And you didn't get to own the windshield wipers in the first place. You just got to lease them or use them because the license says you don't own it. No kidding. That's Bill Gates. We'll be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management. Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Richard A-L-A-N Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R.com. If you'd like to go and peruse his offerings. Class tomorrow, it's going to be just me. And if you'd like to call in and share, I'm going to be talking about, you know, tips and things that I do, things from my unfinished, unpublished, and not available for sale book. That'll be tomorrow. And if you've got some suggestions, if you want to share them, things that you've learned how to do better, faster, smarter, more frugally, you can certainly call in. We'd love to hear what your thoughts are as well. And the call-in number for tomorrow is the same as every day. It's 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Rick, you mentioned me participating in the Albert Schweitzer University. What do you envision me doing?
I'd like you to be like you do on radio. You have different instructors working with you as the headmaster, running the entire operation, administration, making sure that if one of us, may whoever, isn't doing it right, that we get to the woodshed just like the kids do.
Well,
the principal. You're the principal. Not necessarily. You could also teach a class, but basically running the operation because I'm too busy writing.
Okay. Rick, maybe I should share my philosophy with you at this point. You may want to retract that offer. Okay, so the definition of management, as I learned it at the university, is getting people to do things. Yeah, that's management. And then there's another definition that's a little more refined, and that's getting people to do things because they want to do them. And then there's another definition that is getting people to do things because they want to do them because they want to do them. My definition of management is getting people to do what you want them to do because they want to do it because they think it's their idea. That's my definition of management. So does that fit in with your philosophy?
You'd be a natural, just like you are with radio. In fact, there would be no difference because basically when you actually do real good radio, you're not the one running the show. You're the one directing Rick Sheeman or myself or Norm Shealy in terms of bringing out and making their concepts available. And today is my turn. Tomorrow is your turn. The next week will be Rick Sheeman, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's something
you do. You do that right now. That's what a headmaster or Dumbledore would be about. Dumbledore does his lessons. But there's the principal, there's the vice principal, there's the janitor, and then there are the different instructors. And I have no idea what kind I'm going to be, but I don't want to run the show. What I want to do is show up and do my thing.
Okay.
Like Rich Sheeman does.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you this, at this point, then, I'm interested in doing that.
All right. That's what I was hoping for, because you're a natural.
Well, that's very kind of you to say. So I'll be thinking about this, and keep me in the loop, please, as to what the direction.
What did you think of the first banner I made on Albert Schweitzer University? What did you think of that one?
Quite outstanding. I've got a question for you, Rick. Rick, you mentioned echinacea root. Echinacea. Now,
echinacea and gustafolia. There are 9 species of echinacea and 2 subspecies or cultivars. And echinacea purpurea, purple coneflower, is not the same thing as echinacea and gustafolia. Purpurea grows very tall and can and has been classified as a rudbeckia because it doesn't have echinacea sides in it. The echinacea sides are what causes the turgor in your synovial fluids, and that turgor is what sets up electrostatic fields, and those electrostatic fields reduce habitat where the virus can set up. Once you've done that, it's easy for your body to go in and drill it. That only if the body is not coping with its own non-supplement uses. And
so what
basically, the human body is the finest laboratory the world will ever know, way better than medicine ever dreamed of.
Okay, so what part of the echinacea plant do we chew?
You use the root, and rather than it going through digestive processes like a pill or a capsule or a tincture, which has been alcohol extracted, you take the whole root and you chew 1/4 inch of it twice a day for only 2 days, and the woo-hoo boo-boo is gone, baby, gone. Just like that.
Okay, so we should be planting echinacea now.
And gustafolia.
Okay, and what?
Snake root. Kansas, snake root. And Missouri, snake root.
Kansas and Missouri. Okay. All right, very good. And so I'm going to look up the seeds and see if we can plant them in our garden. I guess that's what you're recommending,
you
right?
You can get everything from Richter's.com. Richter's of Canada, certified organic.
Very good. Richter.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.